From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has confirmed that sodium cyanide was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions and fires in the port city of Tianjin, according to Bao Jingling, city environmental officer. Another Chinese official said today the death toll there has risen to 112. Chinese authorities ordering an immediate mandatory evacuation Saturday near the site of the fire and explosions. Home Minister for Pakistan's Punjab province, along with dozens of people, including police officers, were buried under the rubble of the minister's home after a massive suicide blast triggered the building's collapse. Authorities suspect the attack could be the revenge for the minister's anti-militancy campaign. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government used force to seize a southern province from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading the Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Authorities say at least 40 migrants died attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. The Italian Navy believes they may have died after inhaling exhaust fumes while crammed inside their boat. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in the Middle East and North Africa. With months left before the deadline for U.S. lawmakers to vote on the international deal limiting Iran's nuclear program, Republican Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday that while he supports the process of negotiating with Iran, he will vote against that deal. This is VOA News. Citing newly disclosed U.S. National Security Agency documents leaked by fugitive former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, the New York Times newspaper is reporting that telecommunications company AT&T gave assistance to the NSA's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. AT&T spokesman Brad Burns tells VOA the company does not give such information to investigating agencies. German lawmakers expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now backed the deal. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Joran Dijsselbloem applauded that agreement.
It's comprehensive. It's an ambitious reform package. It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances, to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness, and finally, it safeguards financial stability. It deals with the issues in the banks.
Even Greek finance minister Euclid Sakalotos offered an upbeat reaction to the bailout, although the deal requires Athens to enact difficult reforms.
This deal, we have never hidden the fact, has many opportunities. It has an opportunity for Greek people to reform their public sector, to address the issues of corruption, to address the issues of tax evasion, and a number of very important structural reforms.
Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. This week, Greece has a multi-billion dollar payment due to the European Central Bank. Democratic and Republican candidates seeking support in the 2016 U.S. presidential primaries descended on the Iowa State Fair Saturday, hoping to impress the thousands of fairgoers. On hands were numerous candidates, including Republican Donald Trump and Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. All three are doing well in the polls and are commanding large crowds wherever they speak. When the primary season gets started early next year, Iowa will hold the first caucuses set for February the 1st. Julian Bond, a U.S. civil rights activist and longtime board member of the NAACP, a group that fights discrimination against African Americans, has died at the age of 75. Bond was considered a symbol, an icon of the 1960s civil rights movement. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.